without even realizing it, we can slip into the sneaky clutches of sin. Sin is real and can be real sneaky. So what must I do in my fight against that sneakiness, the deceptive nature of sin? In 1 Samuel, we are given a glimpse into this deception. Not every story in the Bible is a story of victory. Many times we're given stories of what not to do. And we learn that even though David is a man after God's own heart, he's still a man of flesh. He's not our hero. He can't be. Sin snuck up on him in the most appetizing of ways, and he succumbed. This text that we're going to dive into today is a bit of a cliffhanger. The story here is interrupted in chapter 28 with an episode of Saul's depravity. And we do not read of a resolution to David's dilemma here in chapter 27 until later in chapter 29. But all of that is done by the narrator in hopes of adding a sense of excitement for us as the reader and to make us lean in and give thought to all that is going on in this text. So leaning in would be a very good thing for us to do at this point. We would do well to pay attention to this text because I promise you that just as sin snuck up on David, sin is crouching at your door. Sin is taking note right now to see if you are taking notes right now. So if you will, work with me to recognize two actions that we must take in our fight and our struggle against sin. So what is it that I can do in that fight? Well, here's the first thing that we see in the text is to beware of being tired. And this is the question that is most interesting to us today as we consider 1 Samuel 27. In chapter 26, David had just bagged a physical and spiritual victory. He had successfully entered into Saul's camp while they slept, not giving into the temptation to kill Saul, but yet taking Saul's spear in his canteen as a demonstration that Saul's life was not well protected at all. David preached a sermon to Saul, telling him that he needed to repent or else he would be found on the wrong side of God's judgment. But then, in the opening line of chapter 27, David says that he's probably going to die by the sword of Saul. So what's going on? Well, David is all kinds of tired, so much so that he just wants to escape from the fight. We must be aware of when our own soul is tired so that we can know how to encourage ourselves and not try to run and hide, which is what we're going to see David do later in this text. As you pray today, please remember Michael and Sharon Quillman, our missionaries in Zambia. And also remember the Matumbi Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.